Answers Magazine, Volume 6.1, page 72. Carbon 14 in Fossils and Diamonds, An Evolution Dilemma, by Andrew A. Snelling. If the radioactive element carbon 14 breaks down quickly, within a few thousand years, why do we still find it in fossils and diamonds? It's a dilemma for evolutionists who believe the rocks are millions of years old. Many people think that the scientists use radiocarbon to date fossils. After all, we should be able to estimate how long ago a creature lived based on how much radiocarbon is left in its body, right? Why isn't radiocarbon used to date fossils? The answer is a matter of basic physics. Radiocarbon, carbon 14, is a very unstable element that quickly changes into nitrogen. Half the original quantity of carbon 14 will decay back to the stable element nitrogen 14 after only 5,730 years. This 5,730-year period is called the half-life of radiocarbon. At this decay rate, hardly any carbon-14 atoms will remain after only 57,300 years, or 10 half-lives. So, if fossils are really millions of years old, as evolutionary scientists claim, no carbon-14 atoms would be left in them. Indeed, if all the atoms making up the entire Earth were radiocarbon, then after only 1 million years, absolutely no carbon-14 atoms should be left. The power of radiocarbon detection technology. Most laboratories measure radiocarbon with a very sophisticated instrument called an accelerator mass spectrometer, or AMS. It is literally able to count carbon-14 atoms one at a time. This machine can theoretically detect one radioactive carbon-14 atom in 100 quadrillion regular carbon-12 atoms. However, there's a catch. AMS instruments need to be checked occasionally to make sure they aren't also reading any laboratory contamination, called background. So, rock samples that should read zero are occasionally placed into the instruments to test their accuracy. What better samples to use than fossils, coals, and limestones, which are supposed to be millions of years old and should have no radiocarbon? Radiocarbon found. Imagine the surprise when every piece of ancient carbon tested has contained measurable quantities of radiocarbon. Fossils, coal, oil, natural gas, limestone, marble, and graphite from every flood-related rock layer, and even some pre-flood deposits, have all contained measurable quantities of radiocarbon. All these results have been reported in the conventional scientific literature. This finding is consistent with the belief that rocks are only thousands of years old. But the specialists who obtained these results have definitely not accepted this conclusion. It does not fit their presuppositions. To keep from concluding that the rocks are only thousands of years old, they claim that the radiocarbon must be due to contamination, either from the field or from the laboratory or from both. However, when the technician meticulously cleans the rocks with hot, strong acids and other pre-treatments to remove any possible contamination, these ancient, organic, once-living materials still contain measurable radiocarbon. Since a blank sample holder in the AMS instrument predictably yields zero radiocarbon, these scientists should naturally conclude that the radiocarbon is intrinsic to the rocks. In other words, real radiocarbon is an integral part of the ancient organic materials. But these scientists' presuppositions prevent them from reaching this conclusion. Radiocarbon in fossils confirmed. For some years, Creation scientists have been doing their own investigation of radiocarbon in fossils. Pieces of fossilized wood in Oligocene, Eocene, Cretaceous, Jurassic, Triassic, and Permian rock layers, supposedly 32 to 250 million years old, all contain measurable radiocarbon, equivalent to ages of 20,700 to 44,700 years. Creation geologists believe that with careful recalibration, even these extremely young time periods would be fewer than 10,000 years. Similarly, carefully sampled pieces of coal from 10 U.S. coal beds ranging from Eocene to Pennsylvanian and supposedly 40 to 320 million years old, all contained similar radiocarbon levels, equivalent to ages of 48,000 to 50,000 years. Even fossilized ammonite shells found alongside fossilized wood in a Cretaceous layer, supposedly 112 to 120 million years old, contained measurable radiocarbon equivalent to ages of 36,400 to 48,710 years. Radiocarbon is even in diamonds. Just as intriguing is the discovery of measurable radiocarbon in diamonds. Creationists and evolutionary geologists agree that diamonds are formed more than 100 miles, or 161 kilometers down, deep within the Earth's upper mantle, and do not consist of organic carbon from living things. Explosive volcanoes brought them to the Earth's surface very rapidly in pipes. As the hardest known natural substance, these diamonds are extremely resistant to chemical corrosion and external contamination. Also, the tight bonding of their crystals would have prevented any carbon-14 in the atmosphere from replacing any regular carbon atoms in the diamond. Yet, diamonds have been tested and shown to contain radioactive equivalent to an age of 55,000 years. These results have been confirmed by other investigators. So even though these diamonds are conventionally regarded by evolutionary geologists as up to billions of years old, this radiocarbon has to be intrinsic to them. This carbon-14 would have been implanted in them when they were formed deep inside the Earth, and it could not have come from the Earth's atmosphere. This is not such a problem for creationist scientists, but it is a serious problem for evolutionists. The radiocarbon puzzle. Evolutionary radiocarbon scientists have still not conceded that fossils, coals, and diamonds are only thousands of years old. Their uniformitarian, slow and gradual, interpretation requires that the Earth's rocks be millions or billions of years old. They still maintain that the carbon-14 is machine background, contaminating all these tested samples. Among their proposed explanations is that the AMS instruments do not properly reset themselves between sample analyses. But if this were true, why would the instrument find zero atoms when no sample is in it? It should be noted that the radiocarbon ages of up to 50,000 years don't match the biblical time frame either. The flood cataclysm was only about 4,350 years ago. However, these young radiocarbon ages are far more in accord with the Bible's account than the uniformitarian timescale. The discovery that diamonds have 55,000-year radiocarbon ages may help us unravel this mystery. The article in the next issue of Answers Magazine will examine how it may be possible to systematically correct radiocarbon ages. Once radiocarbon is interpreted properly, it should help creationists date archaeological remains from post-flood human history, showing how they fit within the Bible's chronology. Dr. Andrew Snelling holds a PhD in geology from the University of Sydney and has worked as a consultant research geologist to organizations in both Australia and America. Author of numerous scientific articles, Dr. Snelling is now Director of Research at Answers in Genesis USA.